We're in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. So, of course, we had to visit an old friend. This is the Canterbury Country Store, north of Concord, an old-fashioned, white-clabbered, combination post office general store that Tony Halla has been struggling to keep afloat in the modern era. We've been visiting her for years. Incoming!
How are you?
Can you believe
it? Tony's a proud, self-described curmudgeon and fierce supporter of President Trump.
So how are you?
Well, I'm the same old bitch that I know. I'm the same old termagant. Edit that, please. Termagant. I found out termagant is, you know how men have curmudgeon?
Yeah.
We don't have anything, do we? But by accident, I found in the dictionary the word termagant. Quarrelsome, ill-tempered, ready to do battle. So I'm not the same old whatever. I'm the same old termagant.
You haven't changed.
No.
In 4 years. No. Have you changed any of your opinions? Because
you want to know if I'm still a reflexive Republican? It's very difficult to be right now. I have to admit that things are rife with stress. The strife is, everybody's noticed it. It's not good.
I want to be clear. You know, we've spoken for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the most recent primaries about President Trump, you were a very strong supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And what you liked about the president was his feistiness. What
yes.
other people might call he was being crude
yes.
and maybe impolite.
Yes.
That's what you liked. Is that wearing on you a little bit?
Well, it got worse. And his outspokenness changed from outspokenness to, I don't even know how to describe it. And he became serious white trash. You can put that in or not, probably not. But he became very, very crude, more so than he was. I mean, he was a misogynist, and I was comfortable enough with that from being from the 50s and stuff. And he hadn't changed quite so much during the last primary.
What do you think about what some people are calling his vindictiveness? I mean, summarily firing Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who has a Purple Heart from an injury in Iraq and came from the Soviet Union.
No argument whatsoever.
You thought that was wrong?
Yes, I did. There were a lot of things that were wrong, but I don't understand enough about some of them to have an opinion. And I don't know enough about the impeachment proceedings when it went to the Senate. Were they allowed to do that, have no witnesses? I'm not really sure.
Did that bother you a little bit?
Sure. It would bother anyone, I would think, even one as single-minded as I. Yeah. A lot of it has harsh, punitive, vindictive, not good.
It sounds like you've had a lot of reflection over the last...
But I still don't know what I'm doing or how I feel. I really don't feel comfortable with any of the Democrats, and there are no Republicans.
So you don't even know what you're going to do in 2020?
I don't. I'm not comfortable with any of them. Yeah. It's a shame.
2807, please.
Well, we're frankly stunned. Tony was such a reliable Trump supporter. Oh. One of her customers, Huey Fifield, still is. He owns a sawmill down the road. Another, Stephanie Jackson, never was. Tony refers to her as a token liberal. We start with Stephanie. So Tony was just telling us that unlike the last couple visits we've had, she's really feeling unsure about her past staunch report for Donald Trump. Yeah, you're looking at her.
You've come to your senses.
No, see? Where did we get to Huey?
Well, Huey, weigh in. Come on over here.
Yeah.
Huey.
What's up?
Your thoughts on the conversations that happen here in the country store. What are you feeling about the race? Are you have a candidate?
I feel it's a Democratic race. I mean, they're all racing, and they're going to cut their own throat because I think Trump will beat them.
And are you still a staunch supporter?
Yeah, because things have been good. I mean, he's a little coarse, maybe, with his language, but he gets his point across. And I think he's helped the working people pretty well. I know I sold more lumber this year than I usually do.
You saw from your sawmill, sold more lumber.
Yeah.
Stephanie, we're hearing from some people in New Hampshire that... You know, this is politics is always a conversation here in New Hampshire. I mean, this is in your bloodstreams. But that this year in particular, it's gotten a lot fiercer. Do you feel that, Stephanie? Or Huey, you feel that?
Yeah.
And I think in part it's because of the of Trump's general offensive behavior.
Huey, I'm wondering, when somebody criticizes him, do you take that personally? You don't?
No. It don't bother me any.
And I don't think they're bad people because they're misguided about Trump. You and I are on opposite sides of the thing.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
But we're both good people.
Thank you. Thank you. You want a bag?
Nope.
Okay.
Listening in, other customers, including Robbie Nigel, who supports Donald Trump.
I just believe in what he does and how he is. I like how hard he is because that gets a job done.
Tony has been a staunch Trump supporter, and this is why we're bringing it up. She just said that it's just the coarsening, the vindictiveness, the punishment, firing a Purple Heart Iraq War vet.
What do you expect from a mob boss?
Okay, not a Trump supporter here. Okay. What this gentleman just said is how Trump is being viewed.
It can go both ways. I mean, it's probably how you brought up. Actually, my neighbor, we have coffee every morning, and we talk about this. The news is on, and it comes up, and that's what we talk about.
Does it ever get heated if somebody hears you talking and doesn't agree? It's a small town. You're overhearing.
I'm sure people dislike views of what other people think, and I don't take it against anybody.
Well, this is interesting. Who was the gentleman who... Yes, over here. Can I just do mine?
Yes,
I'm just
going to...
What is your name, sir?
Chris Rugerberg.
And you characterized the president as a mob boss.
Well, yes.
But what do you say to neighbors like Huey and Robbie who are, chatting over there? It's the economy, and Huey's selling more lumber at his sawmill.
Well, I mean, I say that Trump, he's very good at pulling the wool over people's eyes. And, I mean, the economy is doing well for some people and not for others. If you look at the economic figures, they're pretty much a continuation of what Obama finished when he left the White House.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Well, pretty soon this old country store feels like a stage with characters entering and exiting. Here's Rick Crockford, who calls himself a progressive.
I would like a kind president. Yeah, I don't. Franklin, I think, said something about that you don't need to be unkind to prove your strength. You don't need to be cruel to be formidable. You can be kind.
Hey, Tony, is this the kind of customer neighbor who's rubbing off on you a little bit?
I hope not. But no, he makes sense for someone from the other party. Or the other area, shall we say.
He's a good person.
The other pole.
Yes, he's a good person. But I also, the word kind is, that could mean being soft sometimes.
Yeah, I think, and I'm not sure, a little bit of softness every once in a while is that big. Yes, you can make mistakes, be taken advantage of.
You know, I've been in parts of the country where this kind of a conversation between someone like Rick, who's a progressive, and someone like you, Tony, who's characterized yourself as in the past a staunch Trump supporter, wavering a little but still staunch conservative, it's fair to say, that you could stand civilly and even have this conversation.
It's fun. It's fun for many of us.
Stephanie.
Well, no, I consider Tony and I friends, and she considers me a raving liberal.
Oh, yes. Knee-jerk. The worst kind, you know.
Not quite true.
There is something to be said for the scale of a small town where if the storekeeper and I didn't get along, I don't have another store to go to, really.
Right, so right. Always the pragmatist.
Always the pragmatist. Pragmatism does have a place.
You have to get along.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we want to also.
Right.
We want
to
get along.
Yeah,
we agree to
disagree or something, and most of us have a good time disagreeing. It doesn't really have an impact on things with our relationship.
Well, I want to thank you all. It's just,
oh, you're welcome.
So Tony, we're going to see you in 4 years?
Of course. Well, yeah, I trust so. It's a shame to even think of something like this not being here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine you're running into the buzzsaw of why go out on a cold day like this when you can go online?
When you can go to Amazon.
Wow, and I can't even, it sounds like you're saying that the conversations here are kind of what you know, weave the fabric of your community, this store goes, some of that goes.
Oh, yes. A lot of that goes.
If you don't have a community place where people can, in a very friendly way, be adversaries, then they sit in their little hidey hole and it builds and it builds and people fester. And here, at least, I look and there's a human face to the point of view that's diametrically opposed to mine.
And it's Tony.
And it's Tony, and it makes it much
more
better.
More palatable.
More palatable, exactly.
We should all have a country store. Our every four-year visit with conservative Republican Tony Halla and her customers from across the political spectrum at the Canterbury Country Store in Canterbury, New Hampshire. By the way, the guy who said coffee, he's originally from New York.